Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an exciting series titled The Determinants, Things That Determine the Outcome of Your Life. Yesterday, he began to teach about opportunities and how they determine the outcome of our lives. Today, he shares with us how to recognize opportunities and take them. Come along.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 is our key scripture. We have been sharing on the determinants, which is things that determine our lives or influence our lives. Things that influence our lives. And the word Ecclesiastes, from that word, that is the same word ecclesia or assembly. And the same word that's used for the church. So Ecclesiastes means a gathering of people like this, where somebody is preaching or talking to them. The first thing that determines what happens to you, whether you're a student, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a businessman, whether you are married, is effort. So the last time I said to you, whatever you are doing, make sure that you give it your best shot. Number two, then he said, you need the grace of God. He said, even if you put in the effort, effort alone is not enough. He said, I've seen swift people lose races. I've seen strong people lose fights. I've seen skillful people lose favor. So he said, although effort is enough, he said, from my experience, you can also put in the effort and not have the result. The race is not to the swift. Number three, what determines what happens to us or the result? It says seasons. He calls it time. And that word time is actually seasons. Seasons. It says the seasons determine what happens. Very important. It says time and chance happeneth to them all. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, let's read. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Now Solomon, who was an old man by now, very experienced, walked with God. In verse 1 he says, to everything there is a season and a time. So here he's going to talk about natural seasons. Season is a period of time that is easy to do something. And he says, to everything there is a season. And he said, you must also remember that every season has an expiry period. That's why I say there is a time. The seasons don't go on forever. Let me give you one thing that will help us to be able to use the seasons well, both naturally and spiritually. Number one, don't do things based on convenience. Do things based on the season. Are you understanding me? Convenience means it is easy to do. So most people wait to do something when it is easy for them to do. It may be easy for you to do, but the season may have passed. Number three, chance. Chance means opportunity. Somebody said, I had a knock at my door. Knock, knock. I said, who is that? He said, opportunity. Then I said, it can't be. He said, why? He said, opportunity knocks but once. Any opportunity that you have in life, take it as your last opportunity. Because it may be. It may well be. But there's always the assumption that there are more coming. It may be, it may not be. Because sometimes you may have just one opportunity the whole of your lifetime. Some people may have 100, but you may have just one. After that one, that's it. Personally, I don't take opportunities for granted at all. I always assume that this is the last one. I always make that assumption that this opportunity is the last. So Solomon said, they're swift. Sometimes they lose the race. Sometimes wise people, they become poor, learned people. Why? Because they don't take their chances or their opportunities. That's why. Opportunities always open up when you are not ready. Before you realize it's an opportunity. When somebody makes you an offer,
which is unusual. Since you were born, you've never heard such a thing before, or it's abnormal. Know that you are looking at an opportunity. First time I bought a car in my life, I was driving with the prophet, Bishop Dag, in his car. Years ago, I was a student in the university. And as we were going, he asked me a question. Kakra, do you want a car? I said, yes, I would like a car very much. He said, do you want to buy my car? I said, I want to buy your car, but I don't have money. Then he said, I will reduce the price and give you about 2 years to pay for the car. Since I was born, nobody had said that thing to me before. That I'm going to give you 2 years to pay for the car and reduce the price of the car. I didn't have any money. Zero. But immediately, I knew in my spirit that God had opened a door. From that day till today, I've not had such an opportunity again. Opportunities are mixed with ordinary life. So if you are not careful, you will miss it. Somebody gives you an unusual offer. A door. It's never happened to you before. You've never heard about it before. You must recognize that the Holy Spirit is trying to help you. It's an opportunity. Sometimes somebody says, I will marry you. Look, it's an opportunity. But more people will say, oh, let's go out. Let's go out. Let's go out. Very few people use that word, even marry. All the boys you have met, they always say, oh, let's go out. Oh, let's go for drinks. Oh, we are just, you know, we are friends. We are looking into things. Then one person uses the word marry. Listen, it's an opportunity. Makasata kabusha. One day I made somebody an offer. The person was unemployed. I said, I'm going to help you. This is what I'm going to do for you. And the help I was giving him, it was worth maybe about 100,000 Ghana cedis. Help. That's the value. He said to me, I'm going to think about it. I didn't say anything again. I could sense in my spirit that this person has lost an opportunity. He couldn't even recognize it. How many people will give you help up to that level? Are you understanding me? Somebody gives you a job. You say, oh, you won't take it. You mean, I don't have any job. You won't take it. It is better to be employed, even earning nothing, than to be sitting at home unemployed. Because in all labor, there is profit. Yeah. There was a guy here once, he said he was looking for a job. I said to him, I can help you get a job. He said, what job is that? I said, it's going to be a marketing job. He said, oh, I don't like marketing. I said, take it. That's the only door that is open. Take it. It is not in your place to determine what you like. At a certain point, you can only accept what is on the table. Because you don't have any alternative. Wait, they have alternative. You can come and tell me what you don't like. So this guy took the marketing job. They were paying on commission. And I encouraged him. I said, keep on doing it. And he did it very well. So he told me one day, his boss came to tell him that he has a friend. And the friend has a company. And the friend is looking for a manager for the company. To manage the whole company. And the boss told him that I have recommended you as the next manager. So he moved from there to become the manager of the company. Opportunity. So sometimes, the opportunity may look very small. But let me tell you something. Take it. Because a lot of people, Solomon said, have been last in the race. Brilliant in school. But they have only one problem. The little opportunities that open, they didn't take it. Whatever thing that will take you one step further than where you are, is an opportunity. Even if it's a single step, it is still an opportunity. One is always better than zero. Let's take the opportunity to serve God. Do something for the Lord. A time is coming, you may not have the opportunity again. It will be gone. So even serving the Lord, there are chances. So you may be brilliant. You may be wise, first class. But you can see somebody who had third class overtake you in life? Very simple. The person has mastered the art of taking opportunities. And you have a sense of entitlement that because you have first class, you are entitled to the very best job in the world. You are deceived. In the real world, nobody asks you what did you get. They just ask you what is your qualification. And they are looking for performance. That's what counts.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that your ability to recognize and take opportunities determines how far you go in life.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, working again after 8 years of unemployment. It says, dear pastor, I write to you with inexpressible joy in my heart. I waited patiently and expectantly for the Lord, and he cried to me and he heard my cry. I was experiencing difficulty in getting a job, and I asked you to pray for me. Well, to the dream that I had. In this dream, a man let me out of a transparent bag and said, from today, you are free on this earth. Hey, ask someone, what kind of bag are you in? Just think about it. After the prayer, he had a dream. In the dream, was in a transparent bag. That's serious. Even if I'd been in prison, it would have been better. A transparent bag is keeping you. Whoa. And he said, from today, you are liberated from every evil bondage. The Lord has indeed liberated me. To the glory of God, I have started work for the first time in 8 years. Wow. The devil himself can make you unemployed. Transparent bag. I don't know what that is, a water sachet bag or what, but he was in the bag. What a shock. Secondly, I asked you to pray about the attacks on my mom because she had been having bad dreams and unusual delays in her life. After that prayer, the dreams also ceased and her life has returned to normal. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. It tells you about the power of God. You know, that not even when I'm preaching, signs and wonders are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Why? God, the word of God itself is a container of God's power.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book, by Kakrabading, titled Squatters, will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books with the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.